This is KUT. Texans with a concealed carry permit can now carry handguns on public universities and college campuses. The controversial state law that was passed in 2015 finally goes into effect today. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on how UT Austin has been preparing for the law.
The brunt of preparing for this law fell upon people like Bob Harkins.
I am the Associate Vice President for Campus Safety and Security for the University of Texas at Austin.
Harkins says he's been working behind the scenes for a long time, getting the school ready for campus carry.
We know that child care centers, for example, have to have signs. So, okay, we got to figure out what the signs are and go get the signs. We have excluded laboratories. We got to put those up.
Harkins says they've excluded about 700 labs on campus. Just in case a weapon is accidentally discharged, the school wants to make sure it's not in a lab with dangerous chemicals. Officials also excluded places like patient care areas, animal research, and various school activities. Basically, the real work here has been getting signs ready for the appropriate locations and communicating with students and staff about what their options are.
We chose, for example, that you can't exclude your office if you're a single occupant in an office. You can do that. So we tried to find ways to implement the law that were safe and tried to take into consideration the uniqueness of the campus.
And Harkins says so far the cost of all of this isn't exorbitant, as he puts it, although final costs haven't been tallied yet. But the cost to UT Austin could be more complicated than just signs around campus. For example, the architecture school lost its dean because of the law. A candidate for another high-profile faculty position also says he declined a position here because of campus carry. And now there are legal costs. Last month, three UT Austin professors sued the university and the state. They say the law will stifle class discussion, violating the First Amendment. Amaro Youssef, a teaching assistant on campus, agrees.
I'm in the sociology department, and we teach very sensitive issues, and we discuss things like privilege and racism and sexism and rape. So discussing these issues will be quite controversial and scary for a lot of us, and so a lot of us are against this policy.
A common defense for this law is that it will make students and faculty safer. Conversations around guns on campus picked up in the state legislature after a slew of high-profile mass shootings at various colleges nationwide. Proponents of the law say if students are armed during a mass shooting, they could protect themselves. UT Austin students like Jared Becker and Sally Fontessa don't buy that argument.
If you think about it, something bad happens, one person has a gun versus three people who have guns. It turns a dangerous situation into a huge gunfight. I mean, the adding more guns to the situation is probably not the answer.
I think to be able to defend a large population, that should be left to the officials, to cops. That's their job.
And fellow undergrad Vince Carroza says he's actually pretty conflicted about this because he says people should have the right to carry a gun. But he says that doesn't mean he isn't a little freaked out about this.
I can't imagine going in for a class and having a test and a guy with a gun on his belt and I'm trying to study for my test and there's a guy with a gun. But I also think I should have that right.
And this is another issue here on campus. A lot of people are still confused about what this law means. Despite Carroza's fears, he actually shouldn't see a gun at school. And Adam Redner, who's also a student at UT Austin, says these fears are overblown anyway.
People have concealed permits all over Texas, all over the United States, and it's not chaos in the streets.
And Bob Harkins with campus security says he imagines it won't be a big deal either. Harkins says he talked to officials in schools in other states who started allowing guns on campus, and he says those initial fears blew over.
Once you get past the implementation, it people tend to get back to the business of teaching and doing research, and that's what we hope will happen here.
Harkins adds that being next to someone at school with a concealed handgun will likely be no different than being next to someone at HEB with a concealed weapon. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.